You're listening to the Celtic Show here on WRFG. We are halfway through a show commemorating the birth 250 years ago, this precise day, of Robert Burns, Poet Laureate of Scotland, a man of immense talent and influence. As mentioned earlier, he's all over the internet today in events happening obviously a lot in Scotland, but also here in Atlanta and other places in connection with the legacy he left us of wonderful poetry, much of it which has been set to music over the years. We just heard two pieces of music. We heard Jim Malcolm and his version of A Man's a Man for All That. Jim is no stranger to the Georgia area. It's from his most recent album, Acquaintance, which is an entire album devoted to the music and song and poetry of Robert Burns. We also heard Jill Bowman from her album called Toasting the Lassies, which came out in the 90s on Green Tracks Records, also devoted exclusively to Robert Burns, and a song he wrote at the age of 17, Now Westland Winds. We're joined in the studio by two guests, Eddie Morgan and Richard Graham of Burns Club of Atlanta. We've been chatting while off mic here about the fact that what made Burns interesting was that he became such a big name in the literary world, and yet he came from fairly humble background himself. His father was self-educated, but made sure that his children got good education and also hired tutors for some of his children. So in the context, again, of the day, that was unusual, wasn't it?
It maybe wasn't that unusual in Scotland, but there was and is a culture in Scotland of providing first-class education to everyone. And probably unlikely that, you know, the son of a lowly farmer would have made such contributions if they'd lived in pretty much any other country at the time. Another thing that the Scots are very proud of with regard to Burns.
Now, Richard was mentioning earlier that the man is like an onion. There's so many layers. I mean, we hear of the romantic Burns, the womanizing Burns. He had quite a string of women and children, legitimate and otherwise, left in his wake. So what do you make of the complexity of this man? I mean, what was the real essence of him?
Oh, my goodness. He was a man with all the faults that we all have. You know, he was a passionate man who recognized his own faults and wanted to do the right thing, but, you know, often didn't.
Very human, but yet managed to distill some of the essence of humanity in lyric and words of songs, which have long outlasted him. Well, let's take a listen to, what do we have lined up? Scots Wha Hae. One of you is going to read that for us, and then we have musical interpretation for our listeners.
Yeah, just a little prelude to this. I believe this was actually written by Burns, and it's, I guess, what he imagined that Robert the Bruce would have said to his troops on the eve of the Battle of Bannockburn, sort of a big pep talk to get them ready for what was coming. It goes like this. Scots, wha hae wi Wallace bled, Scots, wham Bruce has aften led, welcome to your gory bed, or to victory. Now's the day and now's the hour, see the front a battle lower, see approach proud Edward's power, chains and slavery. Wha will be a traitor knave, wha can fill a coward's grave, wha say base as be a slave, let him turn and flee. Wha for Scotland's king and law, freedom's sword will strongly draw, free man stand or free man fall, let him follow me. By oppression's woes and pains, by your sons and servile chains, we will drain our dearest veins, but we shall be free. Lay the proud usurpers low, tyrants fall in every foe, liberty's in every blow, let us do or die.
Scots Wha Hae wi Wallace bled, Scots wham Bruce aften led, welcome to your gory bed, or to victory. Now's the day and now's the hour, see the front of battle hour, see approach proud Edward's power, chains and slavery. Wha will be a traitor knave, wha can fill a coward's grave, wha say base as be a slave, let him turn and flee. Wha for Scotland's king and law, freedom's sword will strongly draw, free man stand or free man fall, let him on with me.
shall be free. Lay the proud usurpers low, tyrants low in every foe, liberties in every blow. Let us do our day. Scots way, we Wallace bled, Scots when Bruce
from Louisiana, Smithfield Fair there, and their version of Scots Wahey. Well, we are almost at the end here of our little joint time with Eddie Morgan and Richard Graham, but we still have a couple more things, more treats for you. We were speaking earlier off mic again about the language issue. What language did Robert Burns write in? And the answer is several. And Richard here was going to give us some information about that in reference to a particular poem, which we don't have a musical version of, but it's still quite famous.
I don't think there is a musical version of this, but it does explain what you've just mentioned. The first stanza of To a Mouse is in pure Lowland Scots, Lallan it's known as, and then the second stanza is in the English of the time. Then he goes into the Scots, broad Scots again, and continues in that way through the poem. The poem shows the naturist side of Robert Burns. He's out there with his plough, and he turns up a mouse in the head of winter. Eddie's going to read that.
Wee sleekit, coor and timorous beastie, oh, what a panic's in thy breastie. Thou needna start a wassie hasty wi' bicker and brattle. I would be laith to run and chase thee wi' murder and pattle. I'm truly sorry man's dominion has broken nature's social union, and justifies that ill opinion that makes thee startle at me, thy poor earth-bound companion and fellow mortal. I doubt na whiles but thou may thieve. What then, poor beastie, thou maun live? A daemon icker in a thrave's a sma request. I'll get a blessing with a lave and never missed. Thy wee bit hoosie too in ruin. It's silly was, the winds are strewing, and naething now to big a newin of foggage green, and bleak December's winds ensuing, baith snell and keen. Thou saw the fields laid bare and waste, and weary winter coming fast, and cosy here beneath the blast thou thought to dwell, till crash, the cruel cotter passed out through thy cell. That wee bit heap of leaves and stibble has cost thee money a weary nibble. Now thou's cast out for all thy trouble, but hoose and hauled, to thole the winter's sleety drivel, and Cranruach called. But Moosey, thou'rt no thy lane, and proving foresight may be vain. The best laid schemes o' mice and men gang after glay, and lee is nought but grief and pain for promised joy. Still thou art blessed compared wi' me, the present only toucheth thee, but och, I backward cast my ee on prospects drear, and forward, though I canna see, I guess and fear.
And I guess in there we heard probably his best known line, the best laid schemes of mice and men.
One of them anyway.
One of them anyway, certainly. So again, in the context of the times, for an educated people, an educated poor people, to be able to hear poetry and buy written versions of poetry in their own vernacular, that must have been almost a first in Scottish terms.
I think it probably was.
I think it certainly uplifted the Scots people. The Scots people were uplifted by Robert Burns. He brought the majority of the people who were poor. He spoke in their language, he spoke of their times, he spoke of their concerns, but he also made them feel good about their way of life and what their thoughts were. And I think you've heard some of that in these poems.
Well, I think, you know, 200 years later, and I'm a wee Scots boy in a primary class, and hearing, after we'd studied Shelley and Keats and Wordsworth, and then we get to open a book of Burns and see and hear this written in our language, the way we speak, that really was one of the things that turned me on to Burns, you know.
And which country in the world would you believe that blue-collar workers would read and listen to poetry? In Scotland today, blue-collar workers, and there's a lot of them in Scotland, love Burns, love his poetry. I don't think you'll find that in many other countries in the world.
Apart from Ireland, that is to say.
Touché.
Well, Robert Burns spent most of his life trying and not necessarily succeeding at farming for a living, in addition, obviously, to becoming fairly successful, even within his own limited lifespan as a poet. But later in life, he had a change of career, I understand, from being a man who was fond of a drink and perhaps not so fond of the government's propensity for taxing people. He found himself trying out a new career. Is that not the case?
Yes, he wasn't doing very well at all in farming. He'd been a complete failure, as his father had, actually. His father had ended up bankrupt, and Robert Burns was on the way. Along the way, he met some very influential people and used their influence to get him into a more prosperous situation. And he became an exciseman, a tax collector. As a tax collector, he had to travel on horse, perhaps 40 miles a day, in extreme weather. And this was probably his downfall with the rheumatic fever that he ended up with and dying at a young age. But yes, at least he was able to bring some money into his family, which has been growing all the time. And his wife, Jean Armour, she was left with some money to look after the children and continue her life. Her life lasted, I think she was around 70 years old by the time she passed away. So Robert was good to her in the end.
So I mentioned also on an internet, I guess, biography snippet that when he died, money did pour in from around Scotland to his wife and children. So he was loved so much that people actually contributed to a kind of a help out his family, which is remarkable. Well, thank you very much, gentlemen, for coming in and sharing your love of Burns and your expertise with our listeners. I'm sure we're delighted to have had you here, and we hope to have you back on a future occasion.
Our pleasure.
Yeah, thanks, John.
We are going to go out here, this little segment, with a song called The Devil's Away with the Exciseman. It's sung for us here by Mr. Ed Miller from Edinburgh, who has been based in Austin, Texas for some time. He's got a new album out called Lyrics of Gold, songs written or collected by Robert Burns.
The deal come fiddling through the tune and danced a war with excise man. An ilka wife cries, "Auld Mahoon, I wish you luck of the prize man." The deal's a war, the deal's a war, the deal's a war with excise man. He's danced a war, he's danced a war, he's danced a war with excise man. Macker malt, pour brew, a drink, pour dance, and sing and rejoice, man. And money bro, thanks to the muckle black deal that danced a war with excise man. The deal's a war, the deal's a war, the deal's a war with excise man. He's danced a war, he's danced a war, he's danced a war with excise man. Three some reels, there's four some reels, there's hornpipes and strathspeys, man. But the best answer come to the land was the deals of war with excise man. The deals of war, the deals of war, the deals of war with excise man. He's danced a war, he's danced a war, he's danced a war with excise man.
this is Mike Catt of Battlefield Band, the best of Scottish music. You are listening to The Celtic Show on WRFG. Battlefield Band are playing at the Red Light Cafe, Amsterdam Avenue in Midtown Atlanta on Friday the 27th of February. Hope you can come along and open your ears to the finest of Scottish music. In the meantime, here are some tunes especially recorded for the show and played on the Scottish small pipes. A slow air called Sunset on the Somme, followed by a strathspey titled The Fiddler, and the last tune is one of my own, called The Gathering. That's the name they are giving to a really grand Highland Games in Edinburgh at the end of July this year. The band are part of the music programme at the Games, so maybe we'll see you there.
As I walked out one morning, one day for to have some fun, 'twas out through Dublin city I carelessly did roam. I met with all me comrade boys on the outskirts of the town. Oh, and who should chance to walk my way but the lovely Ellen Brown. Says I, I'm going down to Donnybrook. Well then, so am I, says she. At yonder bar there's a jaunting car, and it's on it we'll go down. Well, no man could have been happier as by her I sat down. Oh, boys, I'd no objection to this lovely Ellen Brown. Well, when we reached Donnybrook, well, we went into the tent. And it's there we spent the evening, enjoying the merriment. No man could have been happier as by her I sat down. I was admiring all the beauties of lovely Ellen Brown. Well, when the dance was over, for a bed we did repair. And what did happen after to use, I'll now declare. She took from me my watch and chain, and likewise me £50. And she left me Jack Bear naked there, a lying on the ground. So come all you handsome young men, wherever that you may be. Don't go courting them dark-haired girls, or with any of them agree. For they'll finger all your money, boys, and lay bare your accounts. And they leave you to curse Donnybrook, like me with Ellen Brown.
Come on, lovely.
Thank you. Thank you.
band coming to town in the not-too-distant future, Boys of the Loch. Boys of the Loch playing at Spivey Hall on Saturday the 14th of March. We heard The Melodeon Reel, The Cottage in the Grove and The Morning Dew, and it's all from their album Lonesome Blues and Dancing Shoes. Okay, let's backtrack and see, where did we leave off? We left with Ed Miller. We started off with Ed Miller and The Devil's Away with The Excise Man from his album Lyrics of Gold, just after our guests from the Burns Club of Atlanta departed. Followed that up with the Battlefield Band and a bunch of tunes played by their Los Angeles Piper, who has become very Scottish over the years. Sunset in the Somme was the opening tune of that little medley, and that was recorded specially for us by Mike Katz for the Celtic Show here at WRFG. We followed that up with a track from the Chieftains. The Chieftains are also coming to town. Chieftains are coming to town on the 28th of February, which is a Saturday, at the Fox Theatre. The Battlefield Band would be the night before at the Red Light Cafe, Amsterdam Avenue, Midtown Atlanta. That's Friday the 27th. The Chieftains track we played was from the album Live from Dublin, a tribute to Derek Bell, and it was basically Kevin Conniff solo singing The Tale of Ellen Brown. Follow that up with Brian Conway and Friends, and Brian Conway is playing a concert in town also on the 14th of February, which isn't that far away, just 2 weeks away, basically, two and a bit weeks away. He's playing a concert with Brendan Dolan, and that's going to be at the Red Door Playhouse in Roswell. There's also going to be a workshop for fiddle, flute and piano. If you're interested in that, you need to give me a call down here. I have an email contact for the workshop. But the concert is on Saturday, the 14th of February. The track we heard was O'Flynn's Fancy, Casey's Pig and Jimmy Lyons, and from the album First Through the Gate that came out on Smithsonian Folkways back in 2002. Okay, we are celebrating the birthday of Robert Burns, who turns 250 today. And the biggest, most epicest, so to speak, of his poems is arguably Tam O'Shanter. And we're going to play you a version of that now. There's actually a fire sculpture inspired by it set off in Dumfries tonight. Set aflame in Dumfries tonight. You might find pictures of that on the web. Thanks to Niall McGuinness for tipping us off to that. Happened at 6 o'clock Scottish time, which would have been 1 o'clock in the day here at Atlanta time. We are going to take a listen now to Jim Malcolm. Jim Malcolm took on the task of setting the entire Tam O'Shanter to music. It's a mammoth task. It's a mammoth production and a wonderful piece of work. It runs 15 or 16 minutes, and we hope you enjoy it. This is Words, Robert Burns. Music, Jim Malcolm. Tam O'Shanter.
When Chapman Billy's leave the street and both their neighbours meet, as market days are waiting late and folk begin to tag the gate, while we sit boozing at the nappy and getting full and unca happy, we think now long Scots miles, the mosses, water, slops and stiles that lie between us and our hame, where sits a sulking sullen dame, gathering a browse like a gathering storm, nursing a rat to keep it warm. This truth found on his Tam O'Shanter, as he pray airy nicht at canter, all their wonder tunes are by. For honest men and bonny lasses, O Tam, hast thou been sae wise? Hast ta'en thy ain white Kate's advice? She told thee weel a was to skellum of leather and blaster and drunk and blellum, that frae November till October I mark a day thou was na sober. Ilka milder wi the miller, thou sat as long as thou had siller. Every nag was kind of shoe on, smith and brig had roaring full on. At the Lord's house even on a Sunday, thou drank wi Kirk and Jean till Monday. She prophesied that later soon thou would be found deep down in Doon, or catched wi warlocks in the mud. Gives me great to think I'm on a council suite,
how money lengthens age advises. The husband pray, the wife despises. But TRT, I'm at night. Tom had got planned to dunk it out. Fast by an angle, pleasing finely. For immense swats, it drank divinely. At his elbow, Sutter Johnny, his ancient trusty trippy crony. Tam lo tam lai, a very brother. They had been through for weeks together. The night drave on with songs and clatter. And 9 a.m. was growing better. The landlady and Tam grew gracious with secret favors sweet and precious. The suitor told his queer stories. The landlord's laugh was ready chorus. The storm without Mary and Russell. Tam didn't mind the storm a whistle. Care not to see a man so happy. He ruined himself among the nappy. As beasts play him, will aids a treasure. The minutes wane, their ways be pleasure. Kings may be blessed, but Tam was glorious. O'er on the hills of life victorious. But pleasures are like poppies spread. You seize the flower, the bloom is shed. Or like the snow falls on the river, a moment's white then melts forever. Or like the Borealis rays that flitter, you can point their place. Or like the rainbow's lovely form, vanishing amidst the storm. Nay, man can tether time nor tide. That hour approaches Tam and ride. That hour of night black catch the key stain. That dreary hour he mounts his beast in. And suck a night he tacks the road in. As ne'er poor sinner was abroad. The wind blew his twig on his last. The rattle shows was on the blast. Speedy gleams of darkness swallowed. Loud, deep, and long the thunder bellowed. That night a child might understand the deal of business at his hand. Well mounted on his grey mail neck, a better never lifted leg. And scalped on through the open mile, despising wind and rain and fire. Was holding fast his good blue bonnet, was crooning and oh some old Scots on it. Was gliding round with prudent cares, was bogles catch him unawares. Kept Galloway was drawn nigh, Gase and Hewlett's nightly cry. By this time he was crossed the ford, where it was not a chapman's mud. And past the Burks and Meeklestane, where drunken Charlie Braxton bane. Through the winds and by the cairn, where hunters found the murder bane. And near Thorn of Unwell, where Munda's mother hanged herself. Before him then pours all his blasts. The devil in storm rose through the woods. The lightning's flashing fall to fall, near the moon, near the thunder's roll. When glimmering through the groaning trees, Kipkalawa seemed in a blaze. Through Ilkabor the beams were glancing, and loud the sound of mirth and dancing. In spite of bulge and barbacar, with dangers cast down like a scar. With Tiffany will fear no evil, with Squamby will face the devil. The swats had aimed in Tammy's noddle, fair play he killed in the deals of bottle. But Maggie stood right fair astonished, till by the hand and heel admonished, she ventured forward on the light, and what time saw an unca sight.
witches in the dance. Nick Cotillon, brand new to France. With hornpipes, jigs, death, spays and reels. With life and metal in their heels. A Winnick bunker in the east. Their settled Nick in shape of beast. A towsy tight, black, grim and large. To gee the music was his charge. He screwed the pipes and got them scuttled. To roof and rafters are the devil. Coffins to drown like open presses. The short death in their last dresses. Hand by some devilish cantrap's light. Your chin is cold, hand held the light. By which heroic Tam was able to note upon the haley table. A murderous banes and gypertains. Twas span long we and kissing bands. A thief new gutted fray a rake. With his last gasp, his gothic gate defied. Tomahawks with blood red rustified. Scimitars with murder crusted. A gaff to which your babe had strangled. A knife of father's throat had mangled. Whom his own son the life bereft. The grey is yet stacked to the heft. Oh, made a horrible and awful. Which e'en to name would be unlawful. As Tammy Cloud amazed and curious, the mirth and fun grew fast and furious. The pipe burned loud and louder blew. The dancers quick and quicker flew. The reel beset the cross day cricket. Till Ilka Carl and Swat and Reekit coos the daddies to the walk. And Linka dad it in their sack. Now Tam, oh Tam, there been queens. A plump and strapping in their teens. Their sacks instead of Cushy Flannan. Been snow white 1700 linen. Their breeks all mine, minely pair. That ain't swear plush, get blue hair. I wat hae keen them of my hard days. For I blink all the bonny birdies. But with the bedlam's old and drore, I got woody hacks with spleen a full. Loupin' and the flinging on a crummock. I wonder didn't it turn nice stomach. But Tam Kenfoot was fit for brawly. There was I winsome wench and wally. That night enlisted in the corps. Long after Kent on Carrick shore. For money a beast dead she shot. And perished money a bonny boat. And shook with me cold corn and bay. And kept the countryside in fear. Her cutties sad could paisley harden. Then while a lassie she had worn. In longitude though sorely scanty. It was her best and she was vanty. A little kin thy reverend granny. But the sark she coughed for her wee. Scots was all her riches. Whatever grace the dance of witches. But here my news are wing monker. Such flicks are far beyond her power. To sing how Nanny lap and fly. A supple jade she was and strang. And how Tam stood like keen bewitched. And thought his very enraged. He'd saved and glowed and fetched full fain. And hotched and blew a mift and main. Till first I cape or sign another. Tamped into his reason altogether. And rose it, wheeled and cut his sark. And in an instant all was dark. And scarcely had he Maggie rallied when out the hellish legion sallied. As bees pursued the fangry pike, when plunged and held to sail the fight. As open pussy's mortal falls, when pop she starts before the nose. As the
figure runs the market crowd when catch a thief resounds aloud. So Maggie runs, the witches follow, money in all the shriek and hollow. Time, time, they'll get their bearing. In hell, they'll roast thee like a heron. In vain, thy care awaits thee coming. Kate soon will be a woeful woman. Now do thy speedy up a smeg, and win the keystone or the break. They're at them now, they tail me toss. I run and stream the damn across. She could make the painted tail she had to shake. For 95 beyond the rest, hard upon noble Maggie pressed. And flew a town a few years settled, but little was she Maggie's metal. I spring but off for Master Hale, and left behind that angry tail. The common thought to bind it up, and left her Maggie scares a stump. Now while this tale to shall read, elk man and as market days are waiting late, and folk begin to tag the gate. When empty drink ye are inclined, or cut the socks run in your mind, think ye may buy jies or deer. Remember Tam O'Shanter's name.
Epic words there by Robert Burns, whose 250th birthday we celebrate today, in an all-original arrangement by the great Jim Malcolm, and it's from an album called Tam O'Shanter and Other Tales. That was, of course, Tam O'Shanter running at 15 or 16 minutes. Came out 3 or 4 years ago on his own Beltane Records. He has a new one out, a brand new one, so new that we don't have a copy yet, but we hope to have one for you in a couple of weeks. Let's take a listen now. We have just a few minutes left, about 10 minutes left, to a song about a man and a woman, a husband and wife, if I'm not mistaken, having, of all things, an argument.
Hey, quiet!
Get the hell out of here! Hey!
Husband, husband, cease your strife, nor longer idly rave, sir. Though I am your wedded wife, yet I am not your slave, sir.
One of two must still obey. Nancy, Nancy, is it man or woman? Say, my spouse, Nancy.
If 'tis still the lordly word, service and obedience, I'll desert my sovereign lord, and so goodbye, allegiance.
Such shall I be so bereft, Nancy, Nancy, but I'll try to make some shift, my spouse, Nancy.
My poor heart then break it must, my last hour I'm near it. When you lay me in the dust, just think how you will bear it.
I will hope and trust in heaven, Nancy, Nancy. Strength to bear it shall be given, my spouse, Nancy.
Well,
Well, sir, from the silent dead, still I'll try to daunt you. Ever round your midnight bed, horrid sprite shall haunt you.
I'll wed another like my dear Nancy, Nancy. Then all hell shall fly for fear, my spouse, Nancy.
Was Yenser's blithe and free as summer days were long. But a bonny Westland weaver lad has got me changed my song. To the weavers can ye go, fair maids, to the weavers can ye go. I rig your recht gang ne'er at necht, to the weavers can ye go. My mother sent me tae the tune to warp a plaid and wab. But the weary, weary warping oat has got me sick and sab. To the weavers can ye go, fair maids, to the weavers can ye go. I rig your recht gang ne'er at necht, to the weavers can ye go. A bonny Westland weaver lad sat working at his loom. He took my heart as we a net and every knot and thrum. To the weavers can ye go, fair maids, to the weavers can ye go. I rig your recht gang ne'er at necht, to the weavers can ye go. I sat beside my warping wheel and I caught it roon. And every shot and every knock my heart did ye a stoon. To the weavers can ye go, fair maids, to the weavers can ye go. I rig your recht gang ne'er at necht, to the weavers can ye go. The moon was sinking in the west, we visage pale and wan, as my bonny Westland weaver lad invoyed me through the glen. To the weavers can ye go, fair maids, to the weavers can ye go. I rig your recht gang ne'er at necht, to the weavers can ye go. But what was said or what was done, shame for me can I tell. But oh, I fear the country soon will ken as wheels myself. To the weavers can ye go, fair maids, to the weavers can ye go. I reap your recht gang ne'er at necht, to the weavers can ye go. To the weavers can ye go, fair maids, to the weavers can ye go. I reap your recht gang ne'er at necht, to the weavers can ye go. To the weavers can ye go, fair maids, to the weavers can ye go. I reap your recht gang ne'er at necht, to the weavers can ye go. To the weavers can ye go, fair maids, to the weavers can ye go.
And E.M. Stewart there on an album he recorded 20 years ago, all about the songs of Robert Burns. That was To the Weaver's Gin You Go. We started off with Athens' own Bob Hay and the Jolly Beggars and a track from their new and third album exclusively devoted to the music of Robert Burns. This one's called Bawdy Noise, and we heard a song called My Spouse Nancy about a man and a wife having an argument. It's time to go, but we want to remind you of one more concert, and that is Jamie Lavalle, who is US National Scottish Fiddle Champion. He's doing a house concert this coming Thursday in the metro area. For information, 770-289-3204. That's this Thursday, the 29th, 770-289-3204. Also, on the Friday, there is a contra dance at Morningside Baptist Church. And the number for information there is, well, contradance.org will do it for you, contradance.org. We're going to leave you, as always, this month with the most famous Robert Burns song of all. And this is the version by Eddie Reader. It's from her album called Eddie Reader Sings the Songs of Robert Burns, Auld Lang Syne. Take care, be good. We'll see you next week. And next week we have more guests in to do more readings and information about Robert Burns.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne? For old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne. the sick of auld lang syne. We twa he ran up at the braes and put the gowans fine. We've wandered many's a weary fet since so burn from morning sun till day, but seas between us broad have roared since auld lang syne. I and surely you'll be your pint stout, and surely I'll be mine. We'll take a ride, get well and walk, for the sake of auld lang syne, for auld lang syne, dear. Is a hand of thine. We'll take cup, oh kindness, yeah, for our old lang syne, for our old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne.
selling low,